Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We've got a great message, part two of the Fallen Away series, four-part series. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit it hard tonight, and we're going to reveal to you what we believe fundamentally is wrong with Christianity. Christianity has become so lukewarm. Remember the cause that we had to begin with when we read the Bible, that those who would risk and give freely or suffer their life in the old days, as we would say. Remember the hard times when the pioneers that came from the old country came here to seek religious freedom. It looks like that we basically jumped out of a frying pan just to get into the fire. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we're going to go to the Bible, of course, and we're going to try to bring the fallen away scenario right to your door. Now, if we can't bring blood from you, we're after your blood. The Bible said, woe to the shepherd that fails to bring blood. We want to cut you with the sword till your heart literally bleeds red for fear of looking on those things coming upon this generation, which is a lukewarm, pale, sickly generation of nothing but milk drinkers, anemic in the scripture. I mean, the first time you disagree with their, you know, their fundamental Sunday school doctrines, something that some man has set and got out of an education by going to some seminary, and then burying his desire because he's given money freely to lie to the people, or to smooth speech and entice words to people, as opposed to preaching the gospel of truth. It's a hard saying. Now, if you can't hear the hard saying, what are you going to do when the hard times really get here? Now, if you have prayed and you've fasted and you've walked these mountain roads like I have, for years and years and years and years and years, trying to preach the gospel to these stiff-necked, uncircumcised, uncaring, unsharing, and unwilling to change people. Because they love to have it the way that they got it. They don't want to change. It's been this way for 300 or 400 years. So this warming, if you will, this lukewarming that I'm going to talk about tonight, this age, is nothing more than the predictions of our Creator Savior. Notice as I read, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Now, you know, if you listen to some of the doctrine going around today, now the first thing that he says, verse 4, now I want you to particularly lock in on verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. Now, how can man deceive the masses that are supposedly Christian today? We've got approximately, believe it or not, we have got approximately 1 billion people that believe in Christianity. Now, isn't that strange? Well, we also have 1 billion people that believe in Buddhism and Hinduism. Plus, in fact, we've got 1 billion people on the earth now that believe in Islam. And, of course, we have that many that believe in Judaism. So you can see how the religious sects are divided up in the last days. And he said, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, my main concern is not Buddhism or Hinduism or Judaism tonight. It's Christianity. I want to look inside our own house. And we need prophets that will come in that will not spare the flock for their crying. You know, if we spare the rod, we're going to spoil the child. And the Christian child, so to speak, has been so spoiled with getting it his way that he's been Burger King'd religion, having it his way. Because what the tickling ears want to hear is smooth speech and enticing words of man's wisdom. And if you are in a Christian church today, you say, well, you ought to come to my church, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Our preacher, man, he preaches hellfire and brimstone. Well, let me ask you a question. Does he provide more questions than he does answers in preaching hellfire and brimstone? If he does, never giving you the total or page 2 report, let's put it that way, the final page report. Did you know that most people think that if they go to church and they go down to the altar and they repent and they bow down and they pray to be saved and they get the assurance of the church and the people around them that, okay, God has accepted you and now you are a good Christian and now you can rest assured that your name's on the Lamb's book and glory to God and you're saved, honey, you belong to our church. Well, you go right down to the next church around the corner and that church is preaching that church is about lost as hell. Then you go around to the next church and that church is preaching both of those churches lost in hell. What is the author of all this confusion in denominationism? The same confusion is reigning in our government, democracy, and denomination. Now, the word denomination is literally from the root word demonic, or mob rule is a better way of putting it, mob rule. It's not the few that are right, it's the many that are wrong that rule this nation. And it's not the few that are right in the churches, but the many that are in power bases and will not change and preach the truth that are in charge of the denominations. And there's not many exceptions. I hope that you're in a good church. I hope that your pastor or your Sunday school teacher, whoever it is that's teaching you what you know, if you know anything. And I hope that you do. Because the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, since you reject knowledge, see, that's what's wrong. It's the few that have the knowledge but cannot be heard. And I've offered any church to let me come and minister in their church. $1,000, to their charity or to their Sunday school fund, whatever they got, their church building fund, that I'll come, and if I get out of the King James Bible, that's what I use. The King James Bible, if I get out of the King James Bible, I'll donate the $1,000 that I put up if they'll just listen to me for 1 hour. Ladies and gentlemen, no pastor in his right mind would let me come into his flock. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that sounds like that you're all bad. I am bad. I am bad against tradition, the sayings of man, or the tradition of man, and the denial of the truth. Now, when Pilate asked the famous question, what is truth? I mean, the Messiah didn't open his mouth. He knew that in that venue, in that courtroom, he could have preached the truth for 6 months, and not one of them would have been converted, probably. And the Bible said, if you observe the wind, you won't sow. But in a Christian church, shouldn't all Christian churches have the courtesy of hearing the word? Now, the Bible says, preach the gospel. And yet, when you go to church, I listen to these television preachers, and I'm telling you, it's just like refried beans. You can only serve them one way. You know, a lot of gas. These preachers are full of hot air, gas, full of dreams and visions and something that they've conjured up. And oh, yes. Oh, they've got wonderful choirs that sing harmony that will rattle the gates of heaven. They play well on instruments. And they proclaim a way that seems right. But at the bottom line, when you go home, have you got any truth? Did you know that the effect of the falling away is caused by the church itself? That when he says, except there come a falling away, the end won't come. And I said that the best thing to ever happen to this planet will be the falling away, especially to those few that know the truth. Why? Because even so come is our, well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, the doctrine of the preterist is based on this generation will not pass, and then everything is done and fulfilled, and we've got nothing else to look forward to. Ladies and gentlemen, there is some truth in the preterist viewpoint of one truth. Now, remember, I said a truth does not make a truth. It takes many a truths to make the truth. Preterism, as it's taught today, is as false and corrupt and deceitful as anything I've ever heard outside the traditional garbage that's coming out of the denominational systems. And now, I've studied them all, and I know basically what all of them teach. Preterism is referring to a point about 70 A.D. that everything became fulfilled. And now there's nothing else to look forward to, and Christ is not coming back. Because he came and fulfilled everything by 70 A.D. when the temple was torn down. It's all over. That's basically what they teach to the average listener that follows their teachings, and if you resist them, you're called a futurist because you believe that Christ is coming in the future. Well, Jim, how can both ways be right? Well, I'm going to go back. Now, remember, I just got through doing the resurrection series, and this 4-hour teaching on the falling away is tied very tightly into the resurrection. Now, the Bible says that they'll deny a resurrection. First of all, they denied his resurrection, which was the first resurrection. Now they say it's all over and there's not going to be a second resurrection because Christ didn't come. And there's not going to be a final, absolute end or a new beginning or a new age. Remember, here it says, take heed now. And because they wanted to know what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the age. Not the end of the world now. The world's not going to end. It's going to be cleansed. You see, the only thing that the futurists didn't tell you that the world needs its cleansing. And it's getting its cleansing right now. And at the time of the falling away will be the time that the few will begin to speak with power and signs and wonders for the end of the age. Right before the end of the age, right before the end time or the final trump or when time will be no longer. Now, futurists believe there's going to be a time in the future when there's going to be time no longer. Preterists believe that time ended for the prophetic timeline in 70 AD. Basically, that's what they believe. If I'm misstating their case, I have to be corrected at some point by some of these lame brains that I hear that couldn't correct herself, let alone someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, we have bowed down to the days of fulfillment when the Bible says they would deceive the very elect. I'm not talking about just the preterists here. I'm talking about all kinds of doctrines. And you can't blame the preachers for preaching some of the stuff that they preach to ignore some of the things that they have been taught because it is sickening. Christianity has become, I hate to say this because I'm indicting myself because I'm right in, I claim to be a child of Yahweh. I'm a Yahwist, not a Christian. And I will not accept the handle of a Christian because I don't belong to no Christian organization. I'm Yahweh's free man. I am what I am by the knowledge of what I've become. And except they speak according to this word, the Bible said they ain't got no light in them. Now make sure that he said, remember I told you in part one of the Fallen Way, make sure that that light in you be not darkness. Well, a lot of people sound good, sing good, preach good. I've even heard good women preachers, and I don't even believe in women preachers. My heavens, they shout, and, you know, sometimes they do a better job than these weak-wristed, spineless men that we got for evangelists and teachers and preachers and things of this nature. Christianity is a joke. Generally speaking, it is the biggest con game going today in the world. Now, why would I say that in defense of our Savior? And I do believe in a resurrected Savior. I do believe He's coming again to receive me, that where He is, I can be. And if everything has been fulfilled, as the preterists say, there's no more to look forward to. Everything is under fulfillment. And Christ will never be back here. It's up to us now to bring in the kingdom. Listen, when he came, and he did come in spirit, he didn't come in a physical body. He didn't promise he would come in a physical body because Israel was so disappointed when they heard him say that he refused to be their king. Come. He wasn't a physical flesh and blood king. And if you're looking for a physical flesh and blood kingdom to be set up on this earth, you better look again. Because you are as deceived as a lost ball is in high weeds. And I'm telling you, the deception, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. I'm telling you, there's a deceiver in every pulpit, almost. Now, they made the exception. If I'm indicting your pastor, please don't take offense. If you got a good pastor, support him. Pay your tithes where you get your teaching. But if you don't know what the First Commandment is, shame on you and shame more on your pastor. Did you know that 95% of professing Christians don't even know what the First Commandment is? That if you was to quote Mark 12:29 and ask them by leaving off a certain part of the verse, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Don't even know the First Commandment. On their way, they say, to a land of milk and honey, because they assign some church book and some pastor or some teacher or some evangelist added them to the roll call of the church, you know, Oyala Creek Baptist Church. Glory to God. Oyala Creek Baptist Church. That's where they all gang up and get on the altar and they bark like dogs and pray and out pray one another and just like a bunch of foxhounds. Let me tell you something, folks, and I'm not making fun of people that pray. I pray myself. But when you pray to be heard or seen, you are an abomination to our Creator. And that's basically what these churches have turned into be. They pre-think or pre-plan their messages. They're on a time schedule. And you can't interrupt that schedule. They won't let you. You're not in the original plan. They have to pre-approve you. In other words, somebody spontaneously that gets the anointing of the Holy Ghost that decides to speak with the anointing are cast out or not heard or shut up or told to sit down. And if you don't follow orders, then the deacons will escort you to the door or they'll call the police on you for disturbing the peace. I've had many preachers tell me from the pulpit, if you don't sit down, Mr. Johnson, we're going to call the police. I say, now let me get this right. I'm quoting the scriptures and preaching the gospel of the truth, something that you haven't done here in a long time, obviously, because the people's eyes are bugged out. And most of them are picking up their Bibles for the first time since I've been coming here and looking in there to see if I'm in the right quotation or the right scripture. Evidently, something has failed here, and it's a failure of the word, of the chosen, spoken word by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, which is a hard saying. And I'm not saying that every time you stand up and speak, you're gonna crush people's hearts and you're gonna get on their toes or you're gonna bring blood. But unless that has been the initiation of that person that has turned his life over to be a Christian, then it's all in vain. Remember what the Bible said? In vain, they worship me. Are you satisfied that you're worshiping God in spirit and truth? Did you know so many of the words in the Bible have been altered, prefixed, if you will, and locked into the subconscious? You know, after you believe a lie, you can be damned. But you believe that lie to be, you don't believe the lie to be a lie, you believe the lie to be a truth. And that's what he's saying here. Take heed that no man deceive you. A lot of people are thinking that they're doing God a service when in actuality they are blaspheming, speaking evil of him, saying the wrong words to him. I mean, you just pick up the word dog. Would you like to call anybody, well, you dog, you? Well, when you say God, that's basically what you're saying. If you look at the word God from a Hebrew standpoint, or an Aramaic standpoint, from right to left, it spells dog. Has somebody deliberately come in and put that in there in the English text so that you would dishonor your Creator instead of acknowledging Him? Did you know the Bible says there's many gods? And that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5, by the way, 5 and 6. So if you want to check that out, you need to go and look. And when people say, and I believe in God, and I say, which one? Did you know the people had gods, many back then, and they were Baal gods? Did you know that the word Baal has been inserted into the Bible and people don't even really recognize it? It's a four-letter word. B-A-A-L. Replaced by L-O-R-D. Look it up in your Strong's Concordance. So every time you say Lord and God, you're actually being deceived into talking that type of language when your Creator is neither a Lord or a God. Our Creator is a Father, and He's got a name, and it ain't God. I mean, did you know that Elijah mocked and laughed when he went in to challenge the church officials of that day? Did you know that Israel had converted to Baalism? They wanted a god like the heathen nations, and Elijah went down to put a test on them on the mountain. Well, that was a mountain, top of the mountain meeting that I'd like to have been into. Did you know the Bible said that the common people in the 12th chapter of the book of Mark, when Christ told them who he was and told them what the first commandment was, that the common people heard him gladly? Isn't it amazing that we don't have no more of those meetings? You know, you go into these churches today that are professing that they love Jesus, and the name Jesus can't even be read 500 years ago. It's a manufactured name that has appeared lately. 500 years is not very far back in history, when we need to go back farther than that to prove the correct name. Now, I know this is hard, but this is involved in the falling away. So the very people that have brought these false names into religion are the predators of those who would come and believe a lie and be damned, who hold not to truth and righteousness. And so that's why that Pastor Buddy preaches a hard saying, and who can hear it? And I'm not welcome at the Christian church. And I tell you, I've never killed nobody. I don't steal. I don't drink, gamble, and shoot and run around with people that do. But that don't make me a Christian. It's what comes out of my mouth. You know, a tree by its fruit. Out of the heart proceeds all these things. Did you know that you can be a good, smooth speech, enticing words minister and murder people? That you can steal their literal soul salvation by giving them a milk toast diet when they need the raw meat to endure the great hardships that's coming to try everyone that dwells upon the earth? And if you're not man or woman enough to take the heat, well, you know the old saying, you can't cook the meal if you ain't in the kitchen. So if you can't take the heat where the cooking's going on, you got to get out of the kitchen. Well, that's what they do. They invite you to get out of the kitchen when you bring the heat of the word. I don't know of a church standing today that professes Christianity and loves Jesus that will take any of the heat that the truth will bring with a Yahweh man. I'm talking about a Yahweh man, a man that will come in the great, magnanimous, magnificent, mighty, powerful, all-knowledgeable, all-knowing name that was rejected by the builders from the very get-go. Now, they didn't want it then. They don't want it now. The Church of Baal, the God churches, and the Lord churches, the churches of Baal, built on Baal, built on Baal's name, built on Baal's power and authority, and the whole world will wonder after these beasts that come up to deceive and the falling away. Now, the more they add, the greater the falling away becomes. Now, isn't that odd? Well, you know that's the truth, because the Bible... I don't want to even hear what truth is. I tell you what, women faint. I've had them to faint and fall out on the floor when I get up to speak. Oh, it can't be. I can't help that. You're saying that I'm not saved. I know I'm saved. Well, that's what the prophets of Baal and the people that were shouting around the altars of Baal on Mount Carmel. Well, that word itself seemed very sweet and pleasant. Mount Carmel. A Carmel. Christian attitude up around the altars of Baal will get you sent directly to hell. See, if these temples of deceit, take heed that no man deceive you. Oh, they love to get on those beautiful suits and, you know, the atmosphere is the most amazing. They create a wondrous atmosphere. Music is just right. Everybody comes in on cue. The choir sings like canaries flying out of heaven or doves that sent down from heaven. Playing well on their instruments, and the preacher preaches so smooth, and he ends right within 5 seconds of where he's cued in on the cue cards. I mean, now preachers have makeup rooms, and you know, and it's television. They have lights, and you know, they orchestrate this what I call Christianity in a can Christianity. All of it is premeditated, orchestrated, tradition, smooth speech and enticing words, and the truth prophets. Again, the few prophets. Not the many prophets, the truth prophets. How many prophets have you ever heard like me? You say, well, Pat Putty, I know you're a false prophet. Because, glory to God, they don't talk like that down my church. My pastor would never talk to us like you do. Ladies and gentlemen, if I literally beat the hell out of you with a ball bat and you went to heaven, it wouldn't look good, me beating the living hell out of you with a ball bat, but that's what it took to get you to see the truth, and you went to heaven, would you hold it against me when I come through the gates of heaven with a bloody ball bat? No, you'd thank me. You would honor me. And the Bible said, woe to the shepherds that fail to bring the blood. And so I have to preach with a hard saying, a bloody stick, if you will. Oh, yes, I bloody the noses of these traditionists. While others are preaching and teaching false doctrines, and these false prophets, literally, they pursue you everywhere. They'll hunt you down in the Congo to save you. They can pass land and sea to make one proselyte, and when they make them two, four more the child of hell than they did to begin with. Did you know I got a telephone call last Sunday night out of Northern Ireland? A fine gentleman and his wife was up at 2 a.m. in the morning listening to the shepherd's call as it's beamed through the mighty signal voice of WWCR shortwave. This is the radio of the future. This is a poor man's way of getting the message out around the world. And by loving friends that support the Shepherd's Call ministry, Dr. Gary who schedules and Dr. Jack who supports the scheduling of the Shepherd's Call, they stand behind me. And men and women that send in their tithes keep me living and paying my bills. I have bills. And just barely, I'm living by faith from day to day and get the tithes and offerings. And some people don't like the word tithe because it ties you to a truth. They want to be tied to tradition. I'm not asking you to send me one dime if you're a tradition lover. But if you'd like to pay your tithes to where your teaching is most valuable, and the truth in that day will be, it will be invaluable. There will be no price on the truth. Heaven's cheap at any price that you had to pay to get to the truth. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you don't hear much of this on the radio. You certainly don't hear it on television. And you won't read it in your local newspaper. they will not accept my message on television or newspapers or radio. You know why? Because it's not the norm. The Judeo-Christian lukewarm garbage that's coming out of Hollywood churches. Hollywood leading the way, setting the example. Bunch of spoiled brats. Instead of having the children of obedience, they have to be enticed to come to church to play basketball or to join the singles club or to join the divorce club. So 18 and 19 are already divorced, already divorce clubs, and so on and so forth. And these churches do entice. And they got these rock and roll bands called Christian bands. It's a joke. These long-haired freaks tattooed up in church. Rappers. I'm telling you, what has this form of worship and religion come to? When the prophets of truth, the hard saying, will say, well, Pastor Buddy, I'm baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and is that good enough for me? No, it's not. They'll get you sent to heaven to get your judgment to be sent to hell. Did you know that you've got to go through hell to get to heaven? Most people want to go to heaven before they're thrown out and sent to hell. You better make sure that your works follow after you, not go before you. Now, if your works are following after you and you are a believer of the word and the five signs and the nine gifts are in your physical being, then the works are following you and you know a tree by its fruit. Now, if your works go before you and you appear up there and he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, that means you made it up there to heaven's gate. You got turned away into hell with all nations that forget him. All because you wanted it your way. Or you bought into some preacher's or some preconceived religion. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think that the Catholic Church is wrong, so wrong, and you've got a denominational understanding that the Catholic Church is wrong, I want to beg you to answer my question for me. If the Catholic Church, which brought in the name of Jesus, Jesus, and the Protestant protesters protested the Pope being the head of that. And so they jumped out of the fire into the frying pan and brought the same name of deception with them. And they never did know that they've been deceived from the very word go. There's going to be a stopping place, ladies and gentlemen, a time to end, a time to stand in the allotted days when there will be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. I tied it to that now. And you preachers that think it's all over, you're right. It's all over for you, but the crying. Your day's coming. You false prophets and teachers of deception, denying the resurrection, saying it's past already and overthrow the faith of some. You've done it. And that was after 70 A.D. Paul wrote it after that, so you can't put it back under 70 A.D. Now, you want to take what is convenient for you to lay around and waller and say it's all over. You're like the ostrich that's put his head in the sand and denying bad things to come. You see, that's why they don't like my ministry. I'm not a preacher of good things to come. I'm a preacher of bad things to come for them that want good things now. But if you're suffering the bad things now, good things will come. If you're hated and despised, you have no certain dwelling place, and you're poor, well, welcome aboard to the truth wagon. Pulled by a few that will preach the gospel, not for money, but for the love of a place of truth and righteousness and joy unspeakable, when they enter the gates with the name of the Creator in their forehead. Oh, yes. Father and Son and Holy Ghost is not the name of the Creator. You say, well, I was baptized saying Father, Son, no, that's the way the Catholic Church baptizes. You say, well, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Baptist. Well, that's the way the Baptist baptize. So I'm not a Baptist. That's the way the Methodist baptize. You say, I'm not a Methodist or Baptist. I'm a Mormon. Well, the Mormon Church baptizes in the name of Jesus Christ, the same one that the Catholic Church baptizes in, the name Jesus. They promote the name Jesus. You Mormons have got a lot to learn, a long way to go. You may be further up the road than some, but you're farther back than you think you are. You better straighten yourself out. You better get down and find out what the great name of the Creator is and get in it and get baptized in it and covered, washing away your sins in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. That's the only name given, and that name better be in your forehead or you're going to have gate trouble when you make it to the judgment where it will be decided whether you're worthy to go in or not. You see, it won't be your preacher standing there giving you an invitation. I mean, his pocketbook is going to be emptied out for the filthy lucre that he's lied to you for. I mean, he's going to receive a greater damnation, of course, because he sent more souls to hell because he loves money and he loves a lie more than he loves the truth. And to preach, to get money, you've got to preach a lie. I know. I've got a choice here. I've had a choice for the last 50 years since I've been ministering. Back just as a young preacher, I had a chance, but I had to preach a lie. I had to go with the tradition of the United Pentecostal Church. That's a lie. They preach Jesus' name, oneness. There's a little truth in that, but not the whole truth. Because they want to go with the New Testament that was written 1,500 years after the fact, where the name of Jesus was entered into the New Testament, but denied the name of Yahweh in the Old Testament. And so the same God of the old is the same God of the new, if you will. And they got the same name, and it's Yahweh. That's a Hebrew name for a Hebrew people with a Hebrew covenant, and ain't nobody else going that ain't been invited to the wedding. Now, in Luke chapter 12, listen, I'm going to read it to you again. Luke chapter 12, as we are stating in why he's coming back. Now, the Bible will tell you why he's coming back. Verse 29, you shall seek me, but you shall not find me. And seek not that which you shall eat or that which you shall drink, neither be doubtful of mine. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father, not your God, but your Father. You see, we've got a Father, not a God. His name is Yahweh. 5,823 times in the Old Testament alone, in the Hebrew name for your Creator, it was taken out. They knew how to write it. They knew how to put it. They knew what it was. They deliberately took it out on you. And you say, oh, they wouldn't do that to the Bible. That's God's Word. Well, in Revelation 22:16, it says, he that takes from or he that adds to. Well, they took from and added to, and you still believe it's the Word of God. See, that's where they got you. That's why he said, be not deceived. That's what I want you to see tonight. That's what I want you to know tonight. And the Bible says you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Aren't you persuaded that you're going to go through life? You might as well go through with the problems that truth brings. You say, well, I ain't no problems was in the truth, buddy. I'm looking for truth. I want truth. And then you bring it to them, and they say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's a hard saying. Well, if I was to believe that, I guess my wife would believe me, and I've got children here and trying to raise them and glory to God, and I just don't think I'm ready to go right now. If you love your wife or your children or yourself, most of this is a self thing. Most women that had a good man that would stand up and be a man would rather have you as a man, as the wimp you are, when you're just a rubber stamp for all the lies that's being told down at the church. You support it and take your children down there, and you recommend them to believe those same lies you do. Well, I'm just doing it for the children. They're having a Christmas play down there, and one of them is going to be one of the wise men, one of the three wise men. And I said, well, how do you know it's three wise men? Well, the Bible says it was. I said, where does it say that it was three wise men? Well, I thought it said that. I heard my preacher say it was three wise men. Ladies and gentlemen, it don't say there was three. See, you take for granted something that's not in there. So if you were dependent and basing your salvation on your belief that they were three wise men and they turned about to be two or 200. You see, we are so gullible into believing something that's not there. That's just a very minute, if you will, point of contention here. But I just bring that up to show you that the Bible don't say there was three wise men. But every Christian play, you see a three wise men standing there. Well, let's put some logic in it, buddy. They had three gifts, and it took three men to carry them. Don't say that. You just said wise men. They could have been two wise men. Or like I say, 200 or 300. I don't know the number. But neither did you. And to teach or to present that they were three gives you the Santa Claus effect. Well, I'm just doing it for the children. I know there ain't no Santa Claus, but, you know, it's a time of giving and the children enjoy it. Well, if it wasn't for the stupid foolishness of the adults, we would believe Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. And yet we go along with the tradition just to keep everything. You say, well, it's bigger than I am. A Christmas. You see, there was no Santa Claus. 300 A.D., 200 A.D., 100 A.D., or at 33 A.D. Your Savior knew that there was no Santa Claus. The tradition of decorating a tree went far beyond. They did it in his day. They were doing it in his day, but he never did do it. Now you're doing it through tradition. And that's all that the churches have turned in, pomp and style and profiling, rapping and capping and napping without the word, without a preacher. How are you going to hear without a preacher? A preacher will preach the truth. Well, but just a few of those. And he's the most lonesome. Could say, well, Pastor Buddy, I know you're busy, didn't want to bother you. Bother me. Write me. Call me. You see, that's all I've got to do. I'm 24/7 in the ministry. And yet these other busy pastors, you know, they're out evangelizing. They're over in the markets of Mohammed and Hinduism. They're converting them to Christianity. They'll get them to believing in Santa Claus before it's over with. Glory to God. Now, think about that. Why? They used to be, didn't believe in Santa Claus, and now, honey, they're keeping Christmas like we are over here at the Christian Church. Glory to God. And we're seeing them relief agency and all the presents going out there for the little children. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest gift that's ever given to this world was killed and crucified and set away with him. And the very people that killed him, if he came back today, the same spirits in all the churches would crucify him again. They wouldn't run around with this man. This man had a hard saying. This man loved the wilderness. He prayed out in the wilderness on altars that was built and designed by his plan in the old covenant. You say, well, that beautiful church down there, Pastor Buddy, I know he didn't agree with all them Pharisees. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more Pharisees in the churches today than there was back in his day. He'd wear his arm out whooping them today. Would he find you? Would he give you some lashes like I told you that you need? If he caught you sitting in there keeping tradition, the ignorance and the stupidity, denying the gospel. When is the last time you ever heard that you had to be baptized in the name of Yahweh? When did your pastor ever tell you that? Is he going to tell you that? No, he's not. And yet the Bible says that the name of the Father, this is in Revelation 14:1. I got to close. I'm coming to an end. Falling away. It's here. Revelation 14:1. You better have the Father's name in your forehead. The only way you can get it, ladies and gentlemen, is get in the true name. Not the name that seems right. Not the name that they're calling on in the Christian churches. This name is not the name of salvation. This name is not the beautiful name that they make it out to be. This is a name that was hatched up by a plot of the Catholic Church and the Roman powers that supported Zeus as God. They got it into the Bible very cleverly, right from my track. How they changed the name of our Almighty Savior, Hebrew, Yahweh, into a god of the pagan past. This is the mythical god. Jesus, did you know when you say Jesus, and there's a lot of people named Jesus? Yeah, they're everywhere. They're coming in, especially now. They're getting the whole, this nation loves Jesus so much, it's fitting to bring all these Jesuses in here that wear the name of Jesus. But you'll never see one of them coming in wearing the name of Yahweh. This is a name above every name. The tallest tree in America, the world for that matter, the Sequoia, highest mountain chain named in his honor, the Himalayas. Oh, hallelujah. And they'll get up and praise Jesus and then say, hallelujah. They don't even know what they're saying. Deceived. And that's the warning of falling away. Now, this is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. And if you'd like to write me tonight, my address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's two words, NEWTAZEWELL. New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Pastor Buddy, 37824. If you just put Pastor Buddy, 37824, I'll get it. Make a stab at Newcastle, Tennessee. But the zip, make sure you get the zip on there right. 37824. Now, I'm live tonight. This is the 16th day of January. This is Sunday night. You'll be hearing me on replay later on. But if you hear this, remember, you're hearing Pastor Buddy on WWCR every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, live. This is the mighty voice. WWCR goes around the world in search of people like you that want the truth. And that's Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call with Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack. And we are here in your defense. We're actually standing up for you when you didn't have the knowledge to stand for yourself. We want you to know the truth, whether your pastor does or not. We want you to hear it, regardless of your Sunday school teacher, ever who she is. Did you know that you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge? And here we're bringing the knowledge to you. It's your chance. It's your day. Call me up tonight. Talk to me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now it's area code 423-626-2172. And if you'd like to support the Shepherd's Call and join the team of those that are supporting, however you want to support, with your tithes, if you believe in tithing, or if you believe in offering, if you just believe in sending what you've got. I have some people that have sent their life down to me, and I know that. And I appreciate that very much. And it's not in vain. We use it for the sake of the gospel 24/7. And we certainly appreciate what little you can send. Send it to us. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Or my telephone number Area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to help us, we would like for you to join the team. And we send out CDs every month to our people on our mailing list that support. We try to get you as much information as you need or you deserve or you can handle. We got so much information. We got thousands of tapes of past teaching tapes, and we've got around 100 DVDs that we could send you on video that actually show me taking a Bible and doing my teaching as I walk through the scriptures without respect of people. I've had people say, if you just calm it down and tone it down a little bit, you know, I could support you. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want me to tone it down, that's just when I just turn it up. That just gets me to rev it up. So you need to ask me that. You know, that's just like sicking me on you, praise Yahweh, with the truth. So if you want the truth, come on and get it. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you'd like to call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, you can do so. Pledge support. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. These are toll-free numbers. Don't even cost you to pledge. Come on. Help us out here, and we'll get on every night. Would you like to hear Pastor Buddy on the radio every night? To all my good, faithful listeners out there, and I know there's a few, this message is designed especially for you through the Holy Spirit, spoke as it was moved on my soul, that I could share this with you tonight. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night on The Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you. I'm the one who's 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 the